Take out loans to pay for college, graduate owing an average of $25,000. For the first time, Americans owe more debt on their student loans than they do on their credit cards. And for many working families, the idea of owing that much money means that higher education is simply out of reach for their children. Now, in America, higher education cannot be a luxury. It's an economic imperative that every family must be able to afford. That's why next week I'll be visiting colleges across the country, talking to students about how we can make higher education more affordable, and what's at stake right now if Congress doesn't do something about it. You see, if Congress doesn't act, on July 1st, interest rates on some student loans will double. Nearly 7.5 million students will end up owing more on their loan payments. That'd be a tremendous blow, and it's completely preventable. This issue didn't come out of nowhere. For some time now, I've been calling on Congress to take steps to make higher education more affordable, to prevent these interest rates from doubling, to extend the tuition tax credit that saved middle-class families millions of dollars, and to double the number of work-study jobs over the next 5 years. Instead, over the past few years, Republicans in Congress have voted against new ways to make college more affordable for middle-class families, while voting for huge new tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires.